Good morning, this is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Grain comments for today, Friday, June 25th. In the news this morning, overnight E-buy prices were July corn down 2¾ cents at 650 and a half, D's corn down a penny and three quarters at 534 and a quarter, July wheat down a half a cent at 650 and three quarters, and July beans up 7 cents, 1378 and a quarter. November's were up 6½ at 1298 and a quarter. We did sell 122,000 metric tons of meal to Mexico, 84,000 new crop, 28,000 for the 22-23 season. Plenty of rains in Illinois. Iowa got pretty good rains, maybe not quite as much as they'd hoped for, but we could actually use a little bit of a drying out here, but it looks like we're going to have rain through the weekend. So we've got this moisture pumping up from the Gulf, and it's bringing a lot of rain with it. So I think we've done a lot of good to easing some of the drought conditions. Illinois, I don't think had a good rain in literally a couple of months out here. So I think all this is good ultimately. Maybe a little bit too wet, maybe a little flooding in spots, but as they say, rain makes grain. Now, I'm not sure why the beans were stronger overnight. Maybe some Chinese purchases, it's hard to know. We've got corn at 650 basically and wheat at 650. I think the pros are going to try to keep it right there so all the 650 puts and calls go off worthless. So I think it's going to be kind of a choppy day. Maybe new crop does something independent of old crop, but I think corn and wheat will try to go off around 650. The beans, could be anywhere. Could be 1360 to 14 bucks, and just depends how this market handles all the rain here today. Metals are higher. That's a little bit supportive. But crude oil is only up 21 cents a barrel here. But the bean oil was strong overnight. It was up 113 ticks, but the meal was down again, $1.80. That means that the oil now has rallied almost 9 cents off of the lows that we made just a couple of weeks ago. Ultimately, I think, the rallies need to be sold in the oil. But we've got the report on Wednesday. What's it going to be? I've heard some stories of people saying maybe a million less acres of beans. Some people saying it's going to be more than expected, which is about a million to a million and a half more. Some people are saying 4 to 5 million more corn. Others are saying, 1 or 2 million. I think we're somewhere in the 2 to 3 range on the corn. I think a million to a million and a half on the beans sounds reasonable. I think we have to start bumping yields if we're going to be knocking yields in the Dakotas and parts of Minnesota. We've got to be jumping these yields significantly in Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, Missouri, Tennessee, all the other states that are getting these good rains. I think we're going to see, if this weather continues to hold, there's no major problems. We could be looking at very, very strong yields in Illinois and good parts of Iowa as well. So it's going to be today a battle of the options expiring, how much people want to discount the rains, how much premium you want to put in for the Dakotas and Minnesota. So there's still a couple of balls in the air here, but I still think the pros want to sell the rallies. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.